Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A shooter opened fire during mass at a Catholic school in Minneapolis this morning, killing at least two children. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the school gunman appeared to have tried to block some exits from the church.
The shooter approached on one side of the church building, and on that side, at least two doors, it appears there had been like a 2x4 placed. So not all of the doors around the building, but on the side where the shooter did fire.
And on the outside?
On the outside, yes.
The children who died were 8 and 10, and 14 other kids were among the wounded. Police believe the shooter died by suicide. Officials were looking into the suspect's motive. The Trump administration announced today that they are taking over Washington, D.C.'s Union Station from Amtrak.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said that his department is taking management of the station, which serves as the main transportation hub in Washington. Duffy said that President Trump is pretty clear about what he wants for Amtrak and public transit.
He wants Union Station to be beautiful again. He wants transit to be safe again, and he wants our nation's capital to be great again. And today is part of that.
The National Guard troops have been on patrol inside and outside of Union Station. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Israeli and U.S. officials are to meet in Washington to discuss post-war Gaza. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, even as Israel's military calls the evacuation of Gaza City inevitable ahead of a new offensive and no signs of a ceasefire are in sight. The talks come amid mounting outrage over this week's double Israeli strike on a southern Gaza hospital that killed journalists, emergency responders, and others. On Wall Street, the Dow by 147 points. This is SRN News. Most transgender Americans are young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generations.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. Muslim radicals have killed another 15 Christians in Nigeria. Islamic terror groups of one kind or another have been murdering believers in Nigeria for decades in an effort to secure a Sharia state. Amnesty International Nigeria reacted to the latest killings on Facebook, saying this is yet another indication of how vulnerable rural communities of Plateau State are. This is SRN News. Low-value imports are losing their duty-free status in the U.S.
It's part of President Trump's agenda for making the nation less dependent on foreign goods. A widely used customs exemption for international shipments worth $800 or less is set to end starting on Friday. Having to pay import taxes on small parcels likely will be a big change for some small businesses and online shoppers. Purchases that previously entered the U.S. without needing to clear customs will be subject to the origin country's tariff rate, which can range from 10 to 50%. John Scott reporting.
India faces a major challenge as steep U.S. tariffs on Indian products take effect. The import duties coming into force on Wednesday threaten over half of India's exports to its largest overseas market. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.